Peter-Marc Roget was a doctor and an accomplished chess player. He improved the sewer system in London. He even invented the slide rule. Most famously, he gave us a thesaurus, which has sold 30 million copies since first published in 1832. Simon Winchester, author of the bestseller The Professor and the Madman, is taking aim at the misuse of Roget's masterpiece.
It was simply an old man's retirement game to classify the massive and growing English language into some logical way, in just the same way that Linnaeus had classified things into, you know, kingdom, phylum, genus, species.
And today it's used to write term papers and speeches.
That is my argument, really, that this massive book, organized for an entirely different purpose, has been hijacked, has been railroaded, has been has been pushed into a form of utility that has, in fact, worked in precisely the opposite way that Roget might have hoped, had he had this kind of hope for the dictionary, in that it has made people use the language carelessly, not with the precision that it used to be. And I had a student, I've just been teaching a wonderful group of students, I must say, at the University of Chicago, and you can tell in a heartbeat when they have used the thesaurus, because here was a boy writing about his fingers potting a geranium or something, and he wanted to say earthy, I had earthy fingers, which is a perfectly good thing. But he must have thought, no, earthy is not a good enough word for Professor Winchester. Believe you me, they called me Professor Winchester. Let's go to Roget and look it up. And he looked it up under everything to do with earth, and he picked the word that he thought would impress me most, which was the word, I can barely pronounce it, chthonic, C-H-T-H-O-N-I-C, which does have something to do with earth. But to use it randomly, incautiously, and as it happens, wrongly, made his paper much worse than if he had stuck to what his brain told him to use.
So Roget encourages people to use words that are ballpark, but not precise.
Not precise. And I think that's the point. We think of Roget as an omnium gatherum, if you like, an olla podrida, a gallimaufry, a collection of synonyms. Whereas it has to be said that the English language, and I know that people will ring up with howls of derision and say this isn't true, but the English language is so precise a collection of words that there really is no synonym. Snake and serpent. And at first blush, yes, snake and serpent, you know, long slithery things with teeth, of which we're generally, if not afraid, then certainly wary. But when you look a bit more carefully at snake and serpent, there are differences, are there not? I mean, you throw a missionary into a pit full of serpents, because you know they're big and menacing and nasty and will either squeeze the life of him or bite him to death. Snakes are what you find in your lawnmower blades, that sort of thing. Snakes are not harmless, but their range of use tends to be benign. There's nothing benign ever about a serpent. And so if the boy in Chicago had thought, oh, let me use another word for snake to impress my professor, and chose serpent, he would have been wrong. But people are doing this all the time. Beast and brute. I mean, he's a beast for messing with my girlfriend. Picks up a gun, he's a brute.
Ship and vessel.
Yes, similar sort of thing. A ship, the three criteria are the designatum of a word, what it actually means. So ship and vessel both mean something that floats on water and goes somewhere. The connotation of those two words is marginally different, in that a ship, well, you'd think of a ship as being, you wouldn't say a fishing ship, you would say a fishing vessel. Well, why is that? It's because the connotation of the word is already slightly different from its precise meaning. But what really shows the two words to be different is the range in which it's used. And my problem, going back to the thesaurus, is that Roget, generally, there are no definitions. You want to use a word, you decide either snake or serpent, beast or brute, vessel or ship, but you don't know, you're given no clue at all as to which you should use because there is no definition. And so my argument is it should be burned.
You have a big problem with crossword puzzles.
I have a big problem with American crossword puzzles, I must say. I'm sorry, this is going to sound frightfully elitist. It doesn't require any sort of nous or verbal gymnastics to come up with the answers. You either know it or you don't know it, and you look it up. But that really is the principal use for the thesaurus. It's either to insert that word into the speech or the term paper or to do the crossword. which is a sorry situation. What a shame. What have we come to?
Is there a feeling that too much precision is sort of anti-populist, maybe elitist?
There may well be, but I have to say that I'm not against elitism in writing. Not at all. I'm going to attempt, till I go to my grave, I think, to write in as precise and evocative and romantic way as I can, and to care about the language. So maybe the readers won't like it. So maybe I am elitist. So suck it up.
Wait a minute. Suck to inhale sharply and rapidly to...
I dare say, yes. To get over
to
it.
Vacuum.
To get a life.
Simon Winchester is author of the forthcoming book, The Map That Changed the World. His article about Roget's thesaurus is in the current issue of The Atlantic.
There even are places where English completely disappeared. Well, in America, they haven't used it for years. Why can't the English... Why can't the English learn to speak?
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wallace, directed by Barry Gordimer and Melissa Gray, and edited by Doreen McAllister, Vladimir Dubinsky, and Jeffrey Katz. The production staff includes Steve Monroe, Tom Bullock, Sarah Mobley, Jim Wildman, Chip Grabo, Kara Gerhard, Christine Arrowsmith, Claudette Haberman, Petra Mayer, and Megan Williams. Technical director is Kevin Langley, with audio engineers Ted Mebane, Tom Carpenter, Gary Henderson, and Arthur Halliday-Laurent. The Radio Expeditions production staff includes Carolyn Jensen and Jessica Goldstein, a technical director, Bill McQuay. Senior editor, Susan Feeney. Senior producers, Audrey Wynn and Eva Grant. Executive producer, Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards.